Welcome to the Love Frequency, where we love frequently. My name is Ange,
the Love Freak.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I can say one thing is for sure. This path of life is very interesting. You know, our journeys are all very unique to us. So it was important for us when we are ascending and going forward, it's important for us to just be mindful of our journeys and know that we're going to get there. And that as long as you're enjoying the moment, then you'll get there in life. And that's what it is about being on the love frequency, being on a higher vibration, so that you can feel peace in your heart, so you can get to that God status, that God within you, and let that light shine. That is what it's about being on the love frequency. There was a quote, actually, Osho, he's a yogi. He says that you shouldn't say that God is love, because you're giving God an attribute, making love an attribute. You should say that love is God, because then there is no other attributes other than that. And if God is love, God encompasses all things that is love. And so I've just been on this kind of journey. I've been studying a lot of Zen type philosophy. And what Zen is, it's like the ancient Chinese study. Where martial arts, a lot of them practice like that Zen, is finding that wholeness, that peace within you. And there's many ways to say it. There's so many ways to understand oneness, consciousness. And there's so many words to describe it. But the thing is not to get caught up in what the words are, or where they even come from or stem from, or who did it first, or however it is. The importance is just to understand what it is, the teachings of it. Because if one thing about me is that I've always liked to study different religions, I like to study different philosophies, spiritual concepts. And I always said, I don't want to just stick to one religion, because who's to say that that's the ultimate truth? I've always been in the search for truth, where I was like, I want to study all religions and spirituality, because I want to see what the common truth is. I want to see what the one truth is. I want to see what is common within all these. What are they all saying? And that's how you get to the actual truth, right? Is find the commonality in all things. And one thing that I have found that's very common in all of these practices, these philosophies, these teachings, these virtues, is it all comes down to just mindfulness. Mindfulness, totality, being one with you. Being one within, and being one with you and one within is being one with the divine creator, with God, or whatever you want to call it, with essence, with Zen, with Chi, whatever you want to call the most high, the all that is all about just becoming one with that feeling. Because I feel like there's no name you can really give it. It's just more of like a feeling. And that's the only way that you can really even become one with it, is to silence your mind. Shut out the world around you and just focus within. And then strengthen that by just practicing it all the time. And understanding it by studying it. And so I'm just in this position in life where I'm practicing this mindfulness. Like, one of the techniques that you can use in your mindfulness is, say that you're washing, say that you're in a shower, or even washing your hands, just notice the water on your hands, notice the water on your skin, take a deep breath and just be cognizant of the moment and where you're at, what you're doing. And don't let your mind flutter away to what you're going to do, maybe even your dreams, your goals, aspirations. Don't let your mind wander. Let your mind be in that moment, because the only way that you can truly experience a moment is to be in it. The only way that you can truly know is to experience a moment. And that means every aspect of the moment. Like, what did it feel like? What is the smell? And take a deep breath and just kind of just being aware and consciously being aware. That means actually focus on being aware and practice that daily. Do you get to a point to where it's all that you are, you're living in? It's become bigger than your external. Your internal is actually bigger or more prominent for you than your external world. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now, just at a peace, and I love it. I freaking love it. And another thing that I've been doing is, because I started the new year, and it's not because of the new year, I'm just in that energy. I'm feeling the energy, the rejuvenating energy of the new year after the break. You know, my kids are back in school, so it's like after the break, you know, now it's back to my regular routine. So I've been slacking on my diet a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, sometimes when the kids are home and we just kind of on the holidays, I know we got to do better, but you know, it's all about taking one step at a time. But that's why I'm going to go hard in the beginning. And so, you know, if you go hard in the beginning, it becomes easy. If you go easy in the beginning, it becomes hard. So I have already been taking, this is not like the first time I've been taking it, but I've already been taking this for a couple of months now, these herbal extracts. And they come from an apothecary practitioner. An apothecary is like natural medicine. So instead of pharmaceuticals, you go to a apothecary for herbal medicine. And it's called Sage. And that's the name of the place. And then one of the drops that I have is a tincture, which is a mixture of different herbs. And it's called Calm Spirit. Okay. And so what it does, it just helps calm you so that I can get into a place where I'm focused, not to a place where, cause I'm an empath. Like a lot of people, when you're higher in your consciousness and you're at a level, you're very sensitive to the energies around you. You're super sensitive to the energies around you. And that's what I am. That's what an empath is. And because I'm so sensitive, I like to be by myself. I'm an introvert. I introvert, but I do extrovert things that require extrovert. So I have to be out into the world. I go out there, I do it, and I do like it, but I still got to protect my energy and my spirit because I feel different energies. I recognize when you're around different people, because there's going to be people who are going through things in their life, right? Some people are mad, they're sad, depressed, and some people are very happy and they're just good. So there's so much extremes of energies that you feel that. And when you are sensitive, you can feel it in so many directions when you're out in the public. And so that's why I even choose where I'm at, you know, because I feel like my energy has to stand up and up. You know, I'm a dance fitness instructor. And as a dance fitness instructor, we have a whole different responsibility. We have a responsibility to make people feel good. Make people feel good. That is our responsibility. Make people have a good freaking time and feel good and feel better. We're healers. And so in order to be healers, we have to be healed. We have to be in a place where we are imbalanced. While we are in balance, we got to be at a place where we are complete in oneness so that we can be our best selves, so that we can give our best selves to the others so that they can be their best selves. That is our mission as dance fitness instructors. That is something as group fitness instructors. I mean, you could take that at anything, but as a dance fitness instructor, that is my overall mission, is to make sure they have a good time, they're safe, and they're effective, and I'm effective. And so in order for that, I have to be on a level of peace. And even delivering this podcast, The Love Freak, is all about higher vibration. So you have to live what you teach. And it's funny because in life, everything is a lesson. Everything is a lesson. And so that's why we're forever students. Like, I went to school, traditional school, you know, I got my master's, everything, like all the way up to that point. And I still, you know, I like school and I want to get my doctorate just because I like this. I like to say I accomplished it. It's not because I feel like, oh, they're teaching me, but just to have that accomplishment is something that's really good. It says that I put in a work to obtain this. And I learned a special skill, you know, something that's specialized, something that's focused upon, that is looked upon, you know, that's great. I like that kind of stuff. But I also am just a life learner for this life. How do I live this thing? like we come into this world, this earth, and then they say, you know, here you go, here's what you need to know. But they don't tell us what we need to know, like, fully. That's what, like, our, you know, of course, it's our parents' jobs. Of course, it's everybody's job. It's called our jobs to learn it when we get to a certain point. But it's like, how do I adult into this world? How do I operate? How does this work? How does this vehicle work? And when I say vehicle, I mean, how does this body work? Oh, you mean I have the power to do that? I can do this? I'm a creator? You know, I wasn't told that early in life. I was told, you know, this is what you got to do. You got to go to school. You know, this is how society works. You work on your credit, blah, 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 and all that stuff. But the more I grew in life, the more I realized I had more control than I thought I really actually did. And that kind of puts things into a better perspective. But, I don't know. It's just important to always learn. And it was funny, I was with my friend the other day, and he pulled out his backpack, and he was talking about how he was about to, this is what he was about to, like, go, you know, do his focus, got to get things to do, he's a business owner. And he pulled out his backpack, he had his books, he had his notebooks, and, you know, he would write that stuff down, and his numbers, all that stuff, like, he would have all this, you know, he had his ish together. And I was like, it's funny, because earlier that same day, I intuitively thought in my mind how it's funny how I had my own backpack and I had my library books that I went to go renew, and I was telling myself how, dang, we're always learning. Like, I feel like a student, and I'm not really in traditional school, but life is school. And then when he pulled out his backpack, I was like, wow, it's crazy when like minds get together. And I like to be around people who I can resonate on that level with. It's a beautiful thing. But I've been doing a lot more yoga too. Yoga is very important when it comes to mindfulness. So learning and then doing yoga. Yoga definitely helps with it, because it keeps you in alignment. And it helps you. And when I say alignment, people just think your spine. I'm not talking about my physical spine, which I am talking about that too. Yes, I'm talking about my physical spine, but our bodies are more than just a physical body. We're the emotional body, and we're also the spiritual body, ethereal body, or whatever, you know? I mean, it goes beyond. Like, we are this big energy vortex connecting to a major vortex that's beyond us. You know, that's what I mean, that God frequency, that love frequency. But, so when I do yoga, when I talk about alignment, yes, it helps your spine, it helps your organs, it helps your blood, it helps your muscles, it helps so many things. Your center of gravity, your core, all that, right? But it also helps your energy field. It gets your chakras aligned. If you don't know what a chakra is your energy fields. Look them up, study them. I'll talk about them more on the show. Just stay tuned for them, okay? But it also gets your life force aligned. That life force that's within you, it helps get it aligned, balanced, and activated. You activate your life force so that you can use it so that you can dominate in this world and this society. That energy field is your life force. Yes, you have a life force energy that flows in your body. And yoga helps to activate that so that you can keep moving, keep grooving, keep going, darling. And speaking of which, you know, because of yoga and because of dance and because it's healing, I'm excited because In Balance Dance Therapy, the studio is open. I think I got word that it was going to be open. Definitely, we got the schedule for In Balance. So check me out. I'm going to have a class on Fridays. I have a class on Fridays. I'm going to bring Mixed Fit to it. But, you know, there's also so many other things that we're going to be offering there at Imbalance. African dance, which is amazing. African dance gets you back to your roots, your culture, spirituality, all that stuff. And really taking it that deep and connecting us to our ancestors. So that's what I love about the studio. It's all about culture, it's all about community, and it's a very healing place, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it. So definitely check the schedule. I'll be there Fridays, I think at 6 p.m. Let me double check my schedule. I know that's bad, but like I said, I gotta get it all together. New schedules, new year, new goals, same vision. As we continue to ascend higher and higher into these vibrations, because it's not just about us, it's about what we do for others. Service is definitely important. We gotta serve others in order to deserve the desires of our own hearts, right? Because our own hearts, when we really look within our own hearts, we see that all we really wanna do is help others and make the world a better place. Because why wouldn't you wanna be around a happy world and are happy people? But anyway, thank you for checking us out here on the Love Freak. We have some merchandise coming soon. You'll be able to get that on the website, thelovefreak.com, and you'll be also be able to get it on at Imbalance, because we will be selling merchandise there as well. Plenty merchandise, apparel, you know, nice products, yoga mats, I mean, all kind of things. So check us out. Check us out there. You'll find all that kind of good stuff. So tune into the Love Frequency. Also, check out our morning text messages, in which we give you a gift of love every single day. So text at Love Freak to 81010, that's LOVEFREQ, to 81010. And I'll be talking with you soon. We have some great things coming up. More guests for the future. Yes, darling, it's about to get lit. So let's continue to spread love. Let's continue to manifest. And let's continue to be the best selves that we can be by stepping into our higher selves. And you have been riding on the Love Frequency, where we love frequently. And my name is Ange, the Love Freak.